Hello.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Coach, over the first couple of weeks, the running game hasn't really seemed to get on track. Last week against the Lions, you saw a lot of split safeties, yet you weren't able to get anything going. What are your coaching points to the team here over the last couple of weeks with the running game specifically?
Well, I mean, you know, we take the time on Mondays to self-scout it and go through it and make our corrections, and that's the beauty of the game of football. I mean, you have to improve each and every week, and that's definitely an area we need to, you know, we're working to improve on.
Is it a timing issue, or are you seeing protection issues? What is it that stands out to you?
Protection?
Yeah, blocking up front. You see it, is it a timing
issue? We need to get better in, you know, the run blocking unit, the decision makers involved. It's we need to do a better job running the football. I mean, that's definitely a focus each and every week, and learn from what we did last week.
Coach, do you see a different Aaron Rodgers at all when your guys' backs are slightly against the wall, or like now when you get a 1-2 starter? Is he the kind of guy that just does it the same every week, every day?
Aaron's very consistent, hard worker, very much into the planning part, as far as the game plan and coming in early, spending Tuesdays at the office and things like that. So, he dives into it pretty much the same way each and every week. He has a great mind for football. He's diligent in his approach.
What about just the way he deals with his teammates? I mean, do you notice any kind of things like getting in more guys' faces or being louder in the huddle, anything like that?
He's pretty versatile as far as the way he interacts with his teammates. I mean, he's probably one of the best teammates that I've been around in my time in the league. You know, a lot of interaction with the locker room. You know, younger guys. You know, just he's got a lot of personality, and that's the way he goes about it.
Coach, why do you think you guys haven't been able to maybe run the ball as effectively as you might have hoped?
Well, just like the question, two questions before that. I mean, it's something that you look at each and every week, and fundamentals, and what you're running against, certain looks, and matchups, and all those types of things. So we got a chance to get better through our week of preparation, and that's what we're counting on.
Mike, what did you guys see from Julius in the offseason that made you want to sign him, and how has he been as a Packer for you guys?
Well, I've always viewed Julius Peppers as a great player. We're excited about the opportunity to sign him. He's been an excellent fit for us. He's a true pro. As you know, he's a real chatterbox. You can't get him to shut up. So I'm kidding. he's really fitting great with our guys. Our younger guys really look up to him, and he's excellent football mind. Just schematically and how he fits into our system. So he's been a very good fit for us. I'm glad he's here.
The transition from being a defensive end to a stand-up linebacker, how has he adjusted to that?
Very good. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I know we play defensive end in Chicago, but they're fire zone packages. You'd see him drop and do things like that. So he's doing more of it now, but. It's a versatile scheme, and I think he enjoys it.
Mike, due to some of the schematic adjustments you've made over the past couple of weeks, has Julius actually had his hand in the dirt, coming off the edge a little bit more than maybe you originally anticipated?
I mean, just the way we play each and every week, it's it's part of packages that we've put in April. So I'm sure we're just like every team. You have packages of defense that really, your opponent determines on really how you're going to play it.
Coach, a lot of changes in the Bears' personnel from last year to this year on defense. What stands out to you on film as you review them?
Well, I think, number one, you can look at the veteran presence they have in their front seven. Without a doubt, it's, Jared Allen. We have a lot of history with Jared. Outstanding football player, excellent player from with his time over there in Minnesota. Lamar Houston's been very impressive on film. Willie Young's another other man that we've always had respect, you know, his time at Detroit. So, you know, I just think that better presence they have in the front seven. You know, the secondary is, you know, we're kind of waiting and seeing on exactly who we're going to be competing against there.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.